Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. It is 11 February 2015. It is Wednesday. You're in the right place. Thank you so much for being a part of our search for truth here at the Power Hour. And that's what it's, oh my goodness, and that's what it's all about. If you haven't heard and you're not listening to television and you don't stay up with a lot of the back and forth media, there has been another person that has been killed, a female this time, and the response by the media is so telling. That is, if you know the backstory or you understand a little bit about what is happening in the propaganda wars with the United States against, you know, name the country. But Kayla Mueller has now been declared dead. And I think it's a tragic story. I think it's a wonderful lady. But I got to cover some things that make me very uncomfortable about this story. Not that I doubt that she was killed. I believe that. May have even been by our government, a.k.a. ISIS, a.k.a. U.S. Air Force, Jordanian Air Force, whomever. I'd like to talk about that because there's more to the story, I'm sure. Yesterday when I was at the hospital here in Jefferson City, Missouri, I signed a statement. I had to sign to be able to get some tests done. And I want to tell you what I had to agree to, which absolutely I've never seen before. And I still wonder about my sanity in having signed it, but I'll tell you about that a little bit later. Powerball, it's worth $485 million. In case you haven't gotten your ticket and you want to get into the pool where your chances are 1 in 475 million. Interesting. And have you checked out what happened in Haiti recently? And I'm talking about after the incredible earthquake occurred and then the United States jumped in and taking the spoils of Haiti. Oh, my goodness. And then have you wondered this question? If you are a television watcher, have you wondered why all of a sudden the three largest transportation companies, train, are advertising on television? I got to address that. Also, NBC now is going to buy some time. That is with Brian Williams. And we'll talk about why they're buying time as if you can't figure that one out. And the stories in the news are Kayla Mueller. Now, these are the three agenda stories that are replaying over and over again. Kayla Mueller, number one. ISIS numbers. Now, this is really weird. The number of ISIS members, number two, that's the issue. And number three, Ukraine. And today it sort of hits the fan with Greece and the Eurozone. Will they remain in the Eurozone and will they be bailed out again? Lots of things in the air now. Lots of questions unanswered as to why things are happening the way they're happening. And in the health news, if you are taking curcumin, it is the most powerful anti-cancer spice that there is. But it's almost too powerful for the liver. And so there are things that you can do to make the liver accept the curcumin. We'll talk about that, and as well as five ways to get better sleep. I think we can all appreciate that. We'll be back after this three-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. This is Joyce Riley. break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for searching and searching the way you do, day after day, to find the truth, so that you can make some decisions in your life based on what is real and not the phony propaganda that we're seeing on television. Just so you know, the stories they want you to believe in today are that Kayla Mueller was a hero and was killed. That the ISIS numbers are growing and are they inflated? Now, that's number two on the list of agenda stories with the mainstream media. And I have to ask this question. Who cares? Who really cares? Because they're telling us now that there's 20,000 new members for ISIS. Here's a hint. We were told they only had 20,000 to begin with. That's pretty good recruiting, if you ask me. Perhaps our military should take a page out of that book. But let me go back and let's focus on the Kayla Mueller killing. It is so sad when anyone dies. It is so sad when a 26-year-old dies. It is so sad when you see the military and the U.S. government involved in this story. And I have to ask the question. This girl was taken hostage in 2013, kept by ISIS, allegedly. And then this week, or last week, she was killed in a Jordanian airstrike, according to ISIS. Now, ISIS is not exactly the standard of truth that we would go to for our information, but then neither is the U.S. government. But my question is, why did we not know about her being taken hostage, and why was that not a bigger issue in the media, or why was it not even mentioned? Why do we not know anything about Kayla Mueller until she was killed? And then the president even says, well, I did an attempt to go get her, and we were a day late. You know, the day late, dollar short story is getting a little bit old on what the government has been doing. But now we're hearing that the government had made an attempt to go get her, and the family was in communication with ISIS. Really? Wow. I mean, how do you... They said the government against... I mean, the parents against the better advisement of the government was involved with talks with ISIS. Really? I don't know. I just can't even imagine calling 911 and asking, you know, I'd like the number for ISIS. I just can't imagine how they would get that phone number. So this attempt to rescue her, being a day late and a dollar short, they just missed her. Now the story is, according to ISIS, she was killed in a Jordanian airstrike. The U.S. is really downplaying that, because that means that the U.S., Jordanian, U.S. Air Force bombings might have killed their own citizen. So they're really downplaying that and not wanting anybody to believe that, well, that couldn't have come. That wouldn't have happened. That's not the way it happened. She wasn't killed in a Jordanian airstrike. They probably killed her and then put her in that building and made it look like it. Really? You know, and what they're doing is they're building a story around how did the parents get the information she was dead? And what information did they receive from ISIS rather than how did she get killed? Was it from our own A-10s bombing the living daylights out of that area? And now they're saying, and this is a, you know, I mean, I understand why they might be saying this, but think about the words. Let's remember how she lived, not how she died. I think we can understand why they're saying that. Remember how she lived, not how she died. Like from an A-10 or our own aircraft. And now they're saying, what can we learn about Kayla's death? Well, you know, here's what I would learn from Kayla's death. And I'm not being disrespectful, but it's stay out of war zones. Am I the only one that is saying, wait a minute, what is this 26-year-old doing in a war zone and giving aid? She was an aid worker. I have gone through as much information as I can find, and I cannot find who she worked for. Wait a minute. Who was her employer? What do you bet it was the U.S. government? She worked in Gaza. She worked in Syria. Now, wait a minute. What 26-year-old says, I think I'll get a passport. After I graduate from college, I think I'll get a passport and go to a war zone and work. Now, that reminds me of the three people that were taken hostage in Iraq because they were on the Iraq-Iranian border and they were hiking. Remember that? And I said at the time, who goes to the border of Iran and Iraq to hike? The three were taken hostage for over a year. And, of course, we got them out. But does it not surprise you? I mean, that in this war-torn, very bizarre thing called Syria now, which we don't even have an embassy. Let me remind you, the United States closed the embassy in Syria. We don't have an embassy in Syria, but people go into there to work as aid workers to give them food and whatever. Wait a minute. None of this makes sense, ladies and gentlemen. And besides, why does ISIS take an aid worker? Why don't they take a top-level, 4-star flaming general if they're so darn powerful? Why don't they take people that are involved in, like Blackwater or XE or whatever their name is now? Why don't they take those people? And so they get a 26-year-old girl that was feeding people? It doesn't make any sense. So they really don't want people to be focusing on the Jordanian U.S. airstrike because then that might look like we killed our own. And then this morning they're making her out to be a hero. Like, are you ready for this? This is what was just said on CNN. She is a hero in the class of Nelson Mandela. What? And you know the reason they gave for putting her in that class? She taught origami to her captors. I don't know. If it's a real story, then they're making it look like it's a little bit on the strange side. So I don't know. But when they say, remember how she lived, not how she died. And she's in the class of Nelson Mandela? Really? Well, I feel for her family. It's got to be horrible. I just hope our government didn't do it by design. Now, wait a minute. And why weren't we told that she was a captive? And why wasn't the U.S. negotiating and working with ISIS and trying to, and saying, you know, we'll go over there and get her? Why do all of these hostages, why have we never heard of these hostages until after they're killed? Does that ever make you wonder? Anyway, so much for that. And now they're saying that four embassies have now been closed. And of course, the latest is going to be Yemen. But Yemen, Somalia, Libya, and Syria have all closed their embassies. That's what the news media told me. And of course, Yemen is the next area of expansion for the United States government. But they create the violence and the chaos, and then they go in and take over the country. And I think we've seen that over and over again. Haiti, I just want to bring this up. Not that it's in the news today, but I want to bring this up because Haiti is turning into be the greatest resort area now, thanks to George Bush and Bill Clinton going in and making you cry over all the people that are living in the dirt and eating dirt, and you bought into it and gave them $19.95 a month to help them. And now the Marriott is going in there. Oh my gosh, the biggest hotels you can imagine. I just want to bring that up because it seems that whenever you see one of our esteemed leaders going into an area that has had a tragic situation and they make you cry over what's going to happen to these poor people if they don't get help from the United States, because we are the leader of the free world, we have to go in and help them. And so when we go in and help them, all of a sudden, the only people that get helped are the big corporations. And that is what happened with Haiti. Mainstream media reduces the protests against a dictatorship and occupation. Haiti is now in the middle of becoming a resort area. And oh, by the way, all of those people that were supposed to get clean water didn't happen. They're being sold water now. When will we learn? When will we stop buying into the stories? All right, let me move on with what's happening in Ukraine, because that's another one of the big stories. And I have to tell you that when you listen to the words that are being said, let me share with you some of the information that I thought was pretty bizarre today. Okay, this is a headline. Ukraine's Poroshenko and Russia's Putin today will be having peace talks in Minsk, Belarus, the capital of Belarus. And they're trying to get Putin to accept a peaceful resolution. See what they're saying? It's like, he wants war, he wants war, he wants war, but we are the good guys, Poroshenko, Ukraine, U.S., and we want a peaceful resolution. We're trying to get him to accept a peaceful resolution. We'll be back after this. 4 minute break. Let's cover what's really going on in Ukraine. Stay tuned. We'll be back. Today's a big day for Greece and the Eurozone. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Have you ever wondered if you could make electric, light, or heat in your home for free? It is now a new day. How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on March 7th and 8th in Chicago. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-304 2954. 208-304-2954.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you so very much for being a part of us today. In the second hour, we're going to be talking to Jerry Peterman, and we're going to catch up on Fukushima, get the latest on that, and also talk some Time Challenger, because people are raving about it, and there's a reason. So we want to find out what that reason is and maybe get some testimonies from you also. In the third hour, we're going to be talking about Sandy Hook. And, of course, there's only one person we know that's standing up for Sandy Hook, and he'll be joining us in the third hour today. I mean, just really researching and spending a lot of time on Sandy Hook, so stay tuned in the third hour. Last chance. Ukraine peace talks are going to start in Minsk, and leaders of Ukraine, Russia, France, and Germany are expected to gather today in Minsk, Belarus, for what is widely viewed as the last attempt to stop violence in eastern Ukraine. There are a number of problems which remain to be solved, but it's very likely to go ahead. Laurent Fabius told France Inter Radio, he said, it is really a last chance of negotiation. Later it was confirmed by the office of French President Hollande that both he and Merkel were going to Minsk for the talks. The Kremlin officially confirmed that Putin will participate in the meeting. And they're making him out to be the one who wants all the war. And if we can just get him to quit fighting the war, then we'll all be fine. Although they're saying there are no troops at the border, all of that stuff has been concocted. And Kiev is ready to implement martial law, they say, if conflict escalates. And that's not good. You know, Poroshenko is just such a, I don't know, he is just such a American dream to be in that position. He is just not very bright, if you ask me. And yet he fills that position perfectly for the United States to have a, you know, a sort of a dunce in that position. Anyway, the government, according to Sputnik News, and I are ready to move on to making a decision of implementing martial law throughout the entire territory of Ukraine, says Poroshenko. I will not doubt the decision if the aggressors, that's got to be Russia, you know, he's the bad guy, irresponsible activities lead to further escalation of the conflict, Poroshenko said during this government meeting. Unfortunately, we need to be ready for two variants, either peace or defending the country. So the United States, what do? They have deployed now A-10 attack jets, 300 pilots to Germany amid the Ukraine turmoil. According to RT, Russia Today, the U.S. Air Force dispatched a dozen AT Thunderbolt II attack jets and about 300 airmen to Germany as part of this military exercise, which is expected to involve, NATO allies in Eastern Europe. That is NATO, a.k.a. U.S., allies in Eastern Europe and simmering tensions over Ukraine. The Cold War-era aircraft, nicknamed the Warthog, on Monday departed Davis-Monthan Air Force Base in Arizona for Spangdahlem Air Base in Germany as part of the Operation Atlantic Resolve. Oh, I bet they're going to resolve a lot. By the way, the A-10 is the depleted uranium aircraft, I call it, because it will fire off from its Gatling gun in the nose about 7,000 rounds per second. 7,000 rounds per second of 30-millimeter munitions that contain depleted uranium. And if you haven't seen the movie Beyond Treason, you will actually see a military pilot holding a 30-millimeter shell saying, oh, this is no problem, it's just fine. Really? Well, it is full of depleted uranium. So we're going to be dousing another country with uranium that is not depleted. But they want you to think that it is. Now, Russia warns the U.S. arming Ukraine is going to be considered an act of war. Our president, you know, I watched Merkel and Obama in the news conference or whatever they were doing to the media, letting them ask questions. And this reporter had the guts to say, now, are you guys just playing good cop, bad cop, or is this the real deal? And I thought, oh, man after my own heart. I didn't get his name, but a reporter that says, are you guys just playing, is this a game of good cop, bad cop? So are we going to arm Ukraine or not? Of course we are, because John McCain says that we need to arm Ukraine. And the House proposes now, the U.S. House proposes $1 billion in lethal aid. $1 billion, but McCain says it's not enough. We'll be back after this. 3-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. This is Joyce Riley.
independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. It is the bottom of the hour, and I want to thank you all for your support for the Power Hour and the sale that we had. It's over. But, man, you guys really came through for us, and I just want to say thank you very, very much, because we're back on the road again, and it's very important that we support each other in what we're doing. You know, we've tried to take on a number of our listeners' products because we want to support them. And, of course, one of those is going to be Time Challenger, and you'll hear Jerry Peterman a little bit later. But we've tried to help them out, and we try to do what we say, buy from the good guys. Who else do you know does that? Who else supports their listeners the way we do? Who else supports their listeners the way Rick Cater does? Giving away, I don't know how many, I forgot the number, of how many satellite systems he has given away, he and Bobby have given away. They do that because they believe in what they're doing, and they support us. They support the listeners. It's incredible what they've done. So I would encourage you to please support the Power Mall. Support the people that are doing the right thing. I don't care who they are, as long as they're doing the right thing and they give back to other people. That's where you find where the rubber meets the road, is when people give back. Or do they just take all the time? And yes, we have helped out so many veterans. Between giving away the DVDs to help them understand why they're sick and what a corrupt government we have that is treasonous, in the manner in which they have given them care, alleged care, to the products that we have provided. And all I can say is please support those that are doing the right thing. I mean, local. Buy local. That means buy local produce, buy local beef, buy local chicken, eggs, whatever it is that you want to buy, raw milk. Go to eatwild.com. I don't make any money telling you about that, but I do get some satisfaction in knowing that you're going to be supporting local farmers. You go to that website, eatwild.com, put in your website, put in your zip code, and it will show you all the people near you that are selling the good food. I think that's so cool. Anyway, but please support the Power Mall, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, or go to thepowermall.com. And let me just tell you, the Power Hour people have been working early and late. You know, JJ and his brother over there early right now packing and trying to get the work done for you to get these packages out. Just please be patient with us. And I know, you know, we're not a big corporation and we're not able to do things like the big corporations do. But believe me, your money is used very, very well at the Power Hour. There's no waste there. And people have been coming in early and staying late. Jay and Noel were there late the other day trying to get everything taken care of for all of you. So thank you all for your support of the Power Hour. Let me get back to the U.S. proposing $1 billion in lethal aid. Don't you like that? Lethal. We're going to go kill more people. We need more money to kill more people, not to have peace or not to help people, but to kill people. You know, we never were helping people in the first place. Doesn't it make you wonder about all those UN aid stations? All those organizations like UN, like the UN and organizations for the children and... Doesn't it make you wonder now? Did 10 cents on every dollar ever go to anybody in reality? Probably not. But look what's happening in Haiti now. I was really burned up when I saw that story. I said, I got to share that with you all, that it's now going to become a real area for the ultra-rich to go to, thanks to all those poor people, and I do mean poor people like you and me out there, well, I didn't give money to it, but who forked over $19.95 the way they like you to do for all the starving children and also for all the wounded warriors, which I would never give any money to wounded warriors. Check it out and see why. Anyway, the U.S. House now proposes $1 billion in lethal aid. Oh, they're calling it military assistance to Ukraine. House of Representatives introduced this new legislation, and don't you know everybody's going to buy into that? And, of course, they'll be vilified and, you know, their reputation's mitigated if they don't get involved in that. Obviously, you don't care about the people of Ukraine. Anyway, the Secretary of Defense is authorized in coordination with the Secretary of State to provide assistance, including training, equipment, lethal weapons of a defensive nature. Oh, I love that statement. Think about that. They had to put that in there. Lethal weapons, oh, we're only going to defend, right? Lethal weapons of a defensive nature, logistics support, supplies and services, and sustainment to the military and national security forces of Ukraine. And they will do that through September 30th of 2017. Now, remember how many times they've said, we're going to provide 300,000, or we're going to provide 500,000, or we're going to provide... whatever, and you kind of lose track of all that because nobody's counting. Certainly not the government isn't, and we aren't. Well, now it's $1 billion. But I love that term, lethal aid. We don't want to negotiate. We don't want peace. We don't want anything other than kill more people. And I'm talking about they, the people that have control over this country now. How sad it is. Egypt is going to join the Russian-led Eurasian Free Trade Zone. Egypt has established a free trade zone with the Russian-led Eurasian Economic Union, which includes Russia, Armenia, Belarus, and Kazakhstan, said President Sisi of Egypt. He announces that the joint news conference with Putin. there was more than $4.5 billion of trade between Russia and Egypt in 2014, more than 80% increase on the year before. Now it will be easier for Egyptian products to reach the markets of Belarus, Russia, Kazakhstan, and Armenia, and vice versa. Russia is going to help Egypt build a whole new nuclear power industry. Russia will contribute to building a whole new power industry. The two countries have signed a number of agreements after a meeting in Cairo. And I want to go back to the story. Russia warns U.S. that arming Ukraine will be considered an act of war. If the U.S. starts supplying weapons to Kiev, it will violate a number of international documents. Now, is that why Merkel and Obama are standing there playing good cop, bad cop? Will we arm them or won't we arm them? And she says, don't arm them. And, of course, you know that the United States wants to arm anybody and everybody that they can. Today, Greece decides. Greece's foreign minister is going to visit Moscow today to hold talks with his Russian counterpart, Sergei Lavrov. Russia's Interfax and TASS news agencies reported on Monday, citing a source in the Russian foreign ministry. In other words, at precisely the same time as the FinMin, the financial meeting in Brussels, discussing the fate or lack of Greece in the Eurozone, the new Greek foreign minister will be in the Kremlin, getting instant updates from Brussels and perhaps discussing the fate of Greece in the Eurasian Economic Union. Or, put in the simplest of terms, today Greece will decide. Europe or Russia. And the Dow futures are down 22 today, not a big deal. It's been up and down and up and down every day. Gold is at 1232. That's been tumbling recently. And U.S. prosecutors weigh criminal charges against HSBC. Wow, this is a huge story. You know, we carry the book at the Power Hour about what one of the whistleblowers said about HSBC. And he was right. Absolutely right. That book is available at the Power Mall. U.S. prosecutors weigh criminal charges against HSBC as Elizabeth Warren turns up the heat. The U.S. Department of Justice is considering bringing criminal charges against HSBC. I don't know, somehow, you know, the pot calling the kettle black kind of thing. Anyway, HSBC and its executives, the Department of Justice probably all has their money in HSBC too, which is going to make it interesting. Anyway, and its executives as part of the investigation into whether the bank's Swiss subsidiary helped U.S. clients evade taxes. Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren called on prosecutors to come down hard on HSBC if the bank is found to have colluded with tax evaders. Well, you know, they kind of did the opposite, HSBC did, of, you know, remember the know your customer thing that the banks did? You know, in other words, get into their business. Well, this was sort of like, don't know your customer. So they didn't know who they were doing business with, so they could do business with anybody and everybody. Inspectors find 4,000 errors at Japanese nuclear plant near Fukushima. We're going to talk to Jerry Peterman about that later. And the Ghanaian government is sued over illegal GM crops policy. Ghana, Food Sovereignty Ghana, FSG, filed a writ of summons against the Ghanaian National Biosafety Committee and the Ghanaian Ministry of Food and Agriculture with an application for an interim injunction to restrain the recalcitrant defendants from any release and commercialization of genetically modified cowpeas and rice until the provisions of the Biosafety Act are expressly and fully obeyed. Ghana's doing it. And Syria and a number of other countries are saying no to GMOs. White House is now asking authorization for the military to fight IS or ISIS. They have circulated a proposal Tuesday to authorize the Pentagon to fight Islamic State terrorists without an enduring offensive combat role. Now, think about that statement. We want to go fight them, but we don't want to have an enduring offensive combat role. Is that ambiguous or what? That's supposed to satisfy lawmakers with widely varying views on the need for U.S. ground operations. Senator Bob Menendez, describing the proposal to reporters, said President Barack Obama would seek an authorization for the use of force that would expire after 3 years. It would end the approval for operations in Iraq that Congress passed in 2002. You know, and then we get back to the issue again of there's now 20,000 new terrorists in ISIS. And I want to address that because, really, how do we know? We don't have boots on the ground, remember? There's nobody keeping track of it. We just don't know anything about ISIS. They came out of nowhere, remember? They've only got 20,000 people in their group, and now they've got another 20,000? Really? It just doesn't make any sense. Who is ISIS anyway? And, you know, if you were to do a start page or search for U.S. support of ISIS, we are aiding and abetting all the bad guys. Think about that. Aiding and abetting all the bad guys. So, by the way, in that 20,000 new members of ISIS, they said that there's 150 from the United States. So how do you get a passport to go to Syria or Iraq or wherever? You know, to me, that'd be a giant red flag for the government to say, let's stop these people from going over there and being part of ISIS if they really wanted them to. But it seems like they're allowing them to do that. Amazing. By the way, have you noticed on TV that there are commercials for trains, transportation companies? Have you noticed this? Well, I started seeing the Norfolk Southern commercials, and I thought to myself, wait a minute. So, like, I'm going to go do my business with Norfolk Southern now because I saw some cool commercials from them and those little songs that sound so cute? It's grown, ladies and gentlemen, and now there are commercials all over television, and hopefully you don't know about this because you don't watch TV and waste your time doing it. But now Union Pacific, Norfolk Southern, and CSX all have commercials on TV on how great their train system is. Wait a minute. Who is benefiting from this, and why are they putting their commercials on TV? Nobody really cares. It's not like, mom and pop are going to go do business with any of them, or grandma and grandpa are going to shift their support to CSX because they had better commercial. What? Why are they doing this? Why is there so much in the way of train commercials on TV? I don't know. That's one of those things that bothers me in the middle of the night, you know, because most people don't ask those questions, but I'm going to. Just like we haven't talked about orange and blue lately, but oh my gosh. I want to thank Bill for the incredible information he sent me on orange and blue a while back. If you haven't noticed, the trend now is to orange and blue on television, in all the propaganda, movies. It's incredible. Orange and blue everywhere. And that started way back before the 90s, before 1990, way back, because they want you to see orange and blue, which are the new global world colors, which is why you see the colors in our flag morphing. How many times have you seen a flag that looks like it's got orange stripes as opposed to red stripes? I'm going to find that information because that was so good about how most of the movies now are using an orange and blue background or an orange and blue twist to their movies. Obama made this statement, which really bothers me. We have to twist arms when countries don't do what we need them to do. Are you kidding me? I mean, are we talking obvious here? We need to twist arms when countries don't do what we need them to do. But Obama said, the reality of American leadership at times entails twisting of arms of states which don't do what we need them to do, and that the U.S. relied on its military strength and other leverage to achieve its goals. Now, that's an RT story from Russia Today. But in a broad-ranging interview with VOX, which Obama himself described as a venue for the brainiac nerd types, President denied the efficacy of a purely realistic foreign policy. We'll be back after this 3-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. This is Joyce Riley.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades' worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells. But as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
The Freeze Dry Guy presents Freeze Dried Turkey, Freeze Dried Ham, and the No Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting Freeze Dried Diced Turkey and Ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you so much for being part of us today. Have you heard about the last time that the dollar skyrocketed? What happened? The last time that the U.S. dollar skyrocketed in value like it is today? Well, economic collapse says over the past decade, there's been only one other time when the value of the U.S. dollar increased so much in such a short period of time, and that was mid-2008. Remember that? just before the greatest financial crash since the Great Depression. And I'm telling you, it's coming, and it's looking more like it every single day. Oh, let me go back to Obama's statement. Remember the, if they don't do what we do, what we want them to do, we'll attack them and kill them. You know, well, that's my sort of editorial comment on that. Anyway, here's another statement he made that I think you will find interesting. Because did you know that we spend more on our military than the next 10 countries combined? We can kill more people because we have all the equipment to do it, and that's sort of our goal. Well, anyway, this is Obama's statement. Well, American leadership, in part, comes out of our can-do spirit. We're the largest, most powerful country on earth. As I previously said in speeches, when problems happen, countries don't call Beijing. They don't call Moscow. They call us. And we embrace that responsibility. The question, I think, is how that leadership is exercised. My administration is very aggressive. Yeah. And internationalist in wading in and taking on and trying to solve problems. Well, we don't solve problems. Wait a minute. When did we ever solve a problem? We go and blow them to smithereens. That's what we do. Look at Libya. That country was functioning so well. Now, that comes as a shock to many of you who don't understand maybe what was really going on in Libya because you were buying into all the rhetoric from the government here. But ladies and gentlemen, Libya was doing so well. But we had to take care of that little problem, didn't we? Killed their leader, blew them to smithereens, and now the country's in chaos. Do you know there's two immigrants now for every new job since 2000? Depressing. 90% of Big Pharma, 90% of Big Pharma spent more on marketing than they did research in 2013 alone. You believed they wanted to find cures? Oh, no. They wanted to find the next new big thing that they can sell to you and then spend all the money on marketing. How turmeric kills cancer and how to optimize curcumin absorption. Now, many of you all just purchased curcumin because it is amazing. Just absolutely amazing stuff. And so I'd like to share with you that there's some things that you can do with your curcumin to make it more effective. Because curcumin is a little bit hard to absorb. Turmeric is the spice in which they make the concentrated curcumin out of. But turmeric is bright yellow. It's a bright yellow root. It looks like garlic. With a tan skin that is typically used in the Middle Eastern, North American, African, North African, Southeast Asian cuisine. Turmeric is one of the main ingredients in spice curry blends, and it makes a great addition to soups, meats, salads, stir fries, and more. Curcuminoids are the beneficial compounds within the turmeric. Now, when we come back from this break, I want to tell you what it does and why it's so important and how to increase the bioavailability of curcumin. We'll be back after this 1 minute, 10 second break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned.